Kirby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Oh, knock it out of the park. Well done, Herbs.
Start of the week. Back after a long weekend.
Oh, it's always a long weekend for you.
Isn't it?
Even when you are here, you just checked out.
No, but this week will go long because I've had 2 short weeks in a row.
Oh, true.
Yeah. That's all right. I get some more time with you.
That's right. You'll be fine. You'll be all good.
I'll be very happy.
We discovered something about you. That you'll be appearing on a certain television show.
You think I've been lying to you when I say I've just been withholding the truth.
Yeah, well, you seem to tell everything else in
your life,
you know? So I feel like you've just lied to me.
Things you don't want to hear.
Yeah, exactly right. Things your friends tell me that I don't want to hear either.
That's true. Oh, we found out that you could never cheat.
Oh, no.
There's a new sign to prove that someone's cheating and you just can't do it.
No, I can't.
You're useless at it.
Oh, God.
Which is good to know because this is something we can...
To be fair, you picked up one thing that I was putting down. One of them.
One of them? Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't a horrible cheater.
Yeah, but you picked something that we do together.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
We did speak about... I just love this. Pauline Hanson.
Oh, she's a classic.
She comes out with one-liners all the time, but this time she's forgotten something about her own self.
Which just blows my mind. And not by like a small margin either. Like quite a distance,
and
I think.
How she presents it to Parliament too. God. Like it's not just a slip up on her social media.
How are we supposed to make it any further
when that's
people
happening.
Like that?
Running the country.
Well, like literally in Parliament.
Yeah.
Blows my mind.
Would you get into Parliament?
Potentially.
What kind of role would you see yourself if you got into it, you started the political pathway?
Yeah, you're right.
Would you want to be the big dog?
Would I want to be PM?
Yeah.
Oh, probably not PM.
Just deputy? That seems to be a hot topic at the moment.
Just something to get to where I get a good pension.
Yeah, he's a smart man.
Where can I win the election enough
times?
And
that's our Josh. That's
right. Anyway, you can check it all out on the podcast right now. Herbie, got to ask you a question because I feel like, not that you haven't been honest, but you sort of kept a secret, which is hard for you to do, I would imagine.
I can't keep secrets. This face tells one everything.
So I was watching TV, Channel 7, and an advertisement came on for a reality TV show.
Yep.
And I was like, I don't really pay attention to it, but I was like, that sort of looks like someone I know. And I was like, okay, I'm asking you the question, are you on a reality TV show on Channel 7 called Farmer Wants a Wife?
I may be on the ad. We can go to the show. What did you say?
I just saw a bunch of girls clapping religiously almost.
It
was like, you know, almost too enthusiastic for clapping.
Okay.
They say, let's meet the farmers. And then there's like, just like, oh my God. Oh my God.
And you think that was me?
Yes.
You may be correct.
Oh, because you have been going to a farm a lot recently. And just want to say, I'm just throwing something out there, okay?
Okay.
Conspiracy theory. You went to a wedding on the weekend. I haven't seen a photo. Haven't seen a photo from it. Was that the wedding?
No, it was. You've put me in a bit of a pickle of a situation.
Why is that?
Because you can't say a lot.
What do you mean I can't?
I can let you know that Farmer Wants a Wife is going to air on Sunday the 4th of July.
Yeah, and you're going to be on it.
And I will be in it. It's not like that. The country isn't all country.
Do they have a couple of hoedowns with the show? So what was going on?
It was a lot. Yeah, no, it was just...
So
I can't say much.
Giving up the... Working don't want to do that anymore.
What, you think I want to leave you and I?
I don't know, do you? Because it was obviously before, they obviously filmed it before.
Yes, it's already filmed, that's confirmed.
Yeah, right.
I can't say much more.
Can you tell me the farmer that you get paired up with?
I am one of Farmer Andrew's girls. I love country music, so I'll have this all day.
Yeah.
I love it. Like, this is great.
Yeah.
I love the country.
I know. Obviously, you got to say that too, don't you?
Well, I do love the country.
So you're giving up the city life?
No, not necessarily.
So you're going to be on Farm What's a Wife?
I am going to be on Farm What's a Wife. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Hey, we'll find out very soon.
Yeah. I didn't know you were searching. You know, and now I know why you haven't been taking me up on all those people I've been trying to set you up with.
Who? there hasn't been one.
Too much effort, to be honest.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Usain Bolt and his wife welcome two more twins.
They've had two more children, twins,
yep, into the world.
Congratulations.
Massive congratulations. Apparently it was a big secret. No one knew about it.
Well, I didn't know that they were expecting another one. I remember when his first daughter was born.
Yeah, but I certainly wasn't following him to find out. That's the other thing.
It's like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, where there's a show following their life.
Yeah, that's right. And you hear about it all day, every day, about how they're pregnant. But this is an interesting one. So his first child...
Mm-hmm. I remember this.
Olympia Lightning Bolt.
Mm.
So
this was straight after he really had done so well at the Olympics in multiple years. And so I think with that name, he's gone, look, I've created such a big name. My daughter can have it too.
Yeah.
Still thing. Question marks.
Yeah, I reckon. Then so the twins are St. Leo Bolt, which I'm not sure of the reference for that one.
I don't mind that, though.
I think it's kind of... Yeah,
I love the name Leo, and so
like
St.
Leo.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Leo for short, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Next one, Thunderbolt, which I just think's a bit unfair.
One's picked the short straw, haven't they?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Cool name. It's like if you're like a stage name or something like that, Thunderbolt.
Do you think he's shattered now that he didn't realise he was going to have twins next and he kept Lightning for Thunder and Lightning?
Oh, yeah.
And he's going, oh, we wasted it.
Now what do we do?
Well, St. Leo's one and Thunder.
Pick up the Bible. Let's have a look. First one that comes to your mind. Interesting names. I mean, I don't want to pick on the kids because it's not, you know.
Well, what's your thoughts? You've got Georgie now, who's nearly 8 months. What was your thinking when it came to names? Did you think about the creative path and go, I want to be an object, or?
We're not cool. We're not trendy people.
Hey, Kat's very trendy.
Yeah, she's very cool. But we're, as a couple, we're not, because I bring us
down. You bring her down.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it wouldn't be fair on the child if, you know, they're like, oh, cool mum. Dad's a bit weird. So we're just like, well, I don't know. I like the stock stand name.
Names. Well,
I think Georgie's just a really nice name.
Yeah, it suits her. She's a gorgeous girl.
That was the sort of list we were going off.
I'm just a plain Jane person. I've told you this before. One of the first things, one of my friends, she had a baby earlier this year, actually named him Leo, but a name they wanted to call their son
this is sadistic.
Was Lucifer. They said they wanted a strong name.
That's really strong.
That's so strong that it's not allowed to be your kid's name.
Yeah, they're going to jail if they're naming their child after that.
That'll
so
help.
I want to put you to the test. How well do you reckon you know celebrity babies? Would the name Moroccan, if I said that to you, do
that's
you know whose child that
name.
Is? It is someone's child.
I don't know it.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to work it out next. I'll play you the voices of these celebrities. You have to work out who it is.
Okay, Rocket.
Moroccan.
Moroccan.
No, I didn't say Rocket. Oh. Moroccan.
Oh, Moroccan.
Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. We'll do that next. So we were just talking about Usain Bolt and his two new children.
Yes.
And their name, St. Leo Bolt.
Gorgeous name. We like that.
Thunderbolt was the other one. So what we're doing is we're putting you to the test, Herbie. This is interesting celebrity children.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'll give you the name of the child.
Yep.
Then I'll give you a bit of audio of the mother.
Okay.
And then you've got to work out
who
the parent is.
Who named their kid this.
Okay. First one is Coco.
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 Okay.
Here is the mother.
I was really, first of all, you know, you're my style guru. So I was nervous about you staying there.
Is the baby named after Coco Chanel? Style guru?
I don't think, I'm just having a look at the celebrity's name and I feel like they've just chosen letters of their name.
Okay.
Coco. Their first name and their last name start with those letters.
Co. Courtney. Cox.
Yeah, bang.
Stop it.
Well
Courtney
done.
Cox.
Courtney Cox.
There you don't go, Monica.
Coco.
Coco.
This child's name is Honor.
Honor.
Yep.
Honor.
Honor, as in, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Truth and honor. Prior to
oh, honour. I honour. Thought it was like, sorry.
Not
I was like,
on her.
I was
no.
like poking.
Honour.
Honour.
Honour. Honour. All okay. right, here we go.
To live, but I feel like, I don't know, everything is just sort of like connecting in a really cool way.
Is that, has she had a baby?
I don't know. You're not saying anything.
What's her, Osborne. Kelly Osborne.
It's not Osborne.
It's not
no.
Kelly Osborne?
No.
She had a kid? Not sure. Is it one more guess?
Yep.
Megan, no.
Jessica Alba.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I recall actually her having some odd names for her children.
All right, next one. Their child is called Moroccan.
You said this. Why would you call your kid Moroccan?
Well, when you work out who the celebrity is, okay. Then you'll know why.
Is a big concept, but I really think we were actually entertaining that idea. And
someone who's Moroccan, I'm guessing.
No. Can't confirm or deny that. I don't think that's the case.
Is it the lady out of Modern Family?
No, it's a bigger celebrity.
Bigger celebrity?
Yeah, Matt had a lot of number one hits.
Oh, a singer. Sure. She hasn't had kids.
No, it's Mariah Carey.
Oh!
With Nick Cannon.
I forgot she's got kids, to be honest with you.
Last one.
Okay, let's get this. Come on, Hebs.
Lord S.
Lord S?
Lordis.
Lordis.
L-O-U-R-D-E-S.
Why do they do this
the
to
child?
Their poor kids? And they've all got normal names themselves.
Here we go.
How am I? I'm anxiously awaiting the release of my record.
I'm anxiously awaiting my release for my record. It's got a bit of a roll of the tongue.
record.
A record. Oh, I'm feeling like Camila Cabello, but she hasn't had kids, so.
Think older.
Older. Older, sing me a song.
Bit of a weirder person, I would say.
Sure. Who is it?
It's Madonna.
Oh, Madonna. Nah, wouldn't have got it.
Nah, not a fan at all.
Yeah, just name your kid a normal name. It's not that hard.
Coming home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
There's always something going on in the politic world.
Political world?
Political world, there you go. Oh, look, Barnaby Joyce. News of today.
I know.
New deputy PM.
Again.
He said he didn't want it, and then all of a sudden he's got it.
I'm sure he didn't.
Classic sure Barnaby. Didn't. But another lady, she was actually in Parliament last week because the Senate was discussing a superannuation bill.
Yep.
And on Wednesday, Pauline Hanson said this.
I am 67 years of age, and I turned 67 yesterday.
Then on Thursday, she said this.
Misrepresentation. Senator Watt said I've circulated this on my birthday. My birthday was last month. This was not circulated on my birthday. So it's basically misrepresentation, telling a lie.
Can I help? She's got her birthday wrong.
She's got her birthday wrong. How do you even get that wrong?
And not by a day. She's got it off by a month.
A full month.
And it's her own birthday. It's like, oh, do you know when Scott Morrison's birthday is? Yeah, yes, eight. No, it's her own birthday.
And it's not like she said my birthday was the other day. Mm. Like, it was like she said the words yesterday.
Yesterday. And then she's annoyed because it was actually last
and
month.
And they got it wrong. That's incredible.
But it did remind me of a time with my dad, Wayne. He forgot my birthday.
Yeah.
Completely forgot it. I was at home. I saw him in the morning. He didn't wish me happy birthday. And you know I'm a birthday person, unlike you.
Yeah, you are.
And then he went off to work and I thought maybe he'll send me a text. He even called me for something because I had to do something. No mention.
Yeah.
Then I came home, saw him, no mention. Went to work, came back. He was sitting on the couch and I cracked it. I said, are you kidding me? Are you not going to mention happy birthday at all today? He goes, oh, it's today your birthday. I thought it was tomorrow. I'm his only girl.
Oh, God.
Surely he knows my birthday.
But there's five of you.
Yeah, there is five. Yeah. But I'm the precious baby girl, you know?
Yeah, true. Okay.
So what I thought would be fun if we put my dad to the test to see if he can not only remember my birthday, but my four siblings and my mum.
Okay.
We did call him earlier.
How did you think he would go?
Oh, I thought he'd get the boys.
Yeah.
Something about my parents loving the boys more.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll get mum's and mine with an asterisk.
Okay. All right. This is how Wayne went.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. All right, Sean's.
Yes, 18th.
Of?
September.
We'll go Carl's.
8th August.
Liam?
19th July.
Mum's?
The 18th of March.
Matt's?
The 15th of August.
I said Matt's.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said Nat.
See? This just comes back to you naming your kids the same name.
29th.
Of
August.
And then Nat's?
Nat is the 15th.
He's done it.
Well done.
He's learnt his lesson.
You had no faith in him.
I didn't. Well, he forgot my birthday.
Wayne, I knew you'd pull through. I thought, a dad never forgets.
He may have got the birthdays right, but he can't get his own kids' names right.
No, that's right. Especially when I'm yelling at him.
He did really well.
But if you were listening to the birth dates, we're born between July 19th and September 18th. The only birthday you didn't hear is my dad's.
Well, we can all work it out.
His is in December.
Oh, God. How good is that?
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, on the weekend, I had a wedding in Wagga, and so I had Friday off to get there.
Yep.
And on Friday, as soon as I arrived in Wagga, I went to a nail salon.
Okay, cool.
Wanted to get the nails done. Anywho.
And you used to live in Wagga, didn't you?
I did, So have a fair few friends there. Anywho, I was getting my nails done. It was probably like mid-afternoon, around 4 o'clock, which, if you've been to a nail salon, quite a peak time ahead of a weekend. People have their events, you know.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
Want them to look fresh.
Yeah, gotcha.
So I was in there. I was just getting a mani-pedi. No rush. So just enjoying the nice feeling of someone else doing your nails.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I heard the door open and you could hear like foot like clapping from high heels. And I've gone, okay, someone's come from work, that's all right. And straight away they're on the phone already, so the person's waiting to serve them, but they're on the phone and they're very clearly speaking to their partner saying, "Well, what time are you going to be home? It starts at 6, okay? It starts at 6. We're going to be a little bit late. I'm not having this from you. Oh, my gosh, you've got to do better."
Okay, so she's not happy.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a high-strung sort of person.
Next thing you know, she's asked if she can get her nails done. They said, yep, 15 minutes. So she's sitting down, and I reckon it hit probably 14 minutes 30. Mm-hmm. And she pulled a Karen and said, "Excuse me, where's the manager? This isn't good enough. I cannot handle this. I have places to be, and right now I could be doing better things, but you are wasting my time." And so then...
Oh, I don't like this person already.
No. God. The guy doing my nails, he started becoming a ninja, like... And I was like, hang on a second.
Just because she's,
don't ruin mine.
Yeah, I love this experience. Yeah.
And finally, I walked out, and while I was walking out, she walked over and sat down, and I got out of there and just thought, my gosh, that girl is a complete nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, I feel so bad for that salon. Anywho, a few hours later, I'm heading to dinner with the bride. It's sort of they didn't have official wedding party, so it's like the unofficial wedding party.
Okay, cool.
Close friends, family. And I rocked up, sitting down, chatting to people. Look to my right, the door opens. She walks right in.
Oh.
I said to the bride, "Who's that?" She goes, "Oh, that's the unofficial maid of honor."
Oh.
What an absolute joke of a human.
Did she get any better as the weekend went on?
No. Not at all. She's terrible.
She sucks. Yeah, she just sucks in general.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, we were just talking before about those lists that sometimes come out in articles that, you know, give the telltale signs that your partner is cheating on you.
It's the classic clickbait.
It is, isn't it?
Because you're suspicious already of your partner. You go, okay, if he ticks, or my partner ticks any of these boxes, then it must be cheating.
Yeah, exactly right. You start to read into it. Yeah, because you're insecure. So these are some interesting ones. So this is a private detective that's released these ones, and they're like saying that during the pandemic, a bit of a rise.
Really?
So she follows the cheating partners around, and these are the signs that she recognised as well.
It's quite official.
It is.
It's not just, Joe Blow from down the corner.
Where'd they get their, private investigator license, I want to know. But anyway, so some of them were, noticing plans changing. So all of a sudden, they're walking the dog a lot more. Or all of a sudden, they're making all these little short trips and
getting
stuff like that.
Getting out of the house.
If they're dropping new names into conversations that you've never heard of before. I don't know how that works. Midlife makeovers, so they're starting to put, a bit more effort into how they dress.
Yeah.
That might work.
Yeah.
Humming. if they start humming around the house. So just when I saw that, I thought,
wait, humming like humming. Why? So you hum, you cheat.
Well, they're just saying it could be like, you know, because it's a new physical behaviour that they're like, well, all of a sudden okay.
My old housemate hums all the time.
Serial cheater.
Cheater. There you go. Makes a lot of sense.
They're single, but
they're cheating.
Anyway, so I thought about this one, and like if I started humming, you know, Kat would probably be like, yeah, he's cheating. Because we play this, I don't know what the game is. It's Articulate maybe, or one of those games. Yep. Cranium, that's it.
Yep, yep.
And one of the games you have to do the humming. And she says that I'm the worst hummer. Like, she's like, I can't guess that song. I don't know what you're talking about, Josh. But I want to see if you reckon I'm bad at humming.
Okay. Putting your cheating humming
yeah,
to
that's
the
test. Right. So if I start doing this,
you're cheating.
I'm cheating.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so I'll hum the song and then you have to try and guess what it is.
Okay.
And I'm really hoping that I nail these.
All right.
I don't even remember how the first one goes excited. Now that I just think about it. Hold on.
These
are current songs. Okay, I should say that. We play them on K-Rock.
All right.
I've already forgotten how the lyrics go.
This is useless. Just hum.
All right, give me a second.
Run into the altar like a track star. Can wait another second.
Yes. Good. Good.
Ooh, this is a banger. Not the greatest humming.
Okay, but you got there.
But I think it's because it's a song that you and I do sing together a lot.
All right, cool. All right, next one then.
You have a lot of pitch.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't know how the rest of it goes.
I don't know anything that you're saying, but because we played. The city's gonna break my heart. Go again. Hum with it. The city's gonna
break my heart. All right, last one.
Okay. No, go again.
What do you think it is?
Australians all. Mate, you can never cheat.
No one will know. No one will know.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, there is a pistachio company over in California.
Yep.
That looked at its products and thought, we're missing a few nuts.
Okay. So like they're doing stock take.
And because they weren't missing one or two nuts, they were missing thousands of nuts. 42,000 pounds of pistachio nuts.
It's like 20 ton.
Yeah, it's a lot. So what they they realised that they're missing a lot of nuts.
Wow. Only just. Like, oh, God, I think they're low here.
Hang on. Did you restock? There's nothing out back? No. But what they quickly realised is that one of their trucks that was carrying the nuts had been stolen.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah. And then they looked into it because they went to the police and said, look, we're missing some nuts. We need to find these pistachios.
And a truck.
Literally. There's a lot missing. And after the police did a little bit of investigation, they noticed that a guy who was driving the truck, he was in talks with people on the old black market. And he had worked out that he was going to give them the nuts, and because they were going to be put into 2,000-ton bags and then you distribute it that way, and that he was going to do that but then take it into smaller bags and then resell them because supposedly pistachio nuts are wanted on the black market.
Bit of cash in the nuts.
Who would have thought? 42,000 pounds of nuts.
I mean, I know they're expensive when you go like to buy them at the shop. You're like, oh, geez, that's... Yeah, I can have a couple of them.
Yeah, I never buy a kilo.
No.
And it's always when mum's buying, you're trying to slip it in through a trolley.
But yeah, I didn't realise that would be something that... But I guess if there's money involved in it...
There's something for everything, isn't there? And that's what got me thinking, that there is some other items that are the more lucrative items on the black market.
Right.
Did you know baby formula? Big item on the black market.
Wow, I think... Was there that chain up in New South Wales that got caught? They were all making like $100,000 a year.
Which is crazy because it's not just for newborn babies. It is used for that.
Yeah,
but also bodybuilders. and for health
purposes.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah.
What are the bodybuilders doing with it?
It's for the protein in it.
Okay. That's weird.
I mean, hang on a second. You've had a pregnant wife before, or partner.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you taste the milk?
Are you saying that I've got massive guns, are you? Just checking out your tickets to the gun show, are you? Toby and Josh on K-Rock.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
52232955. What happened in the speeches? Because sometimes people will miss the mark.
Why can't you be more like your brother? Harold would never beat up his landlord.
I love that. I love Wedding Singer.
Classic rap from the Wedding Singer. But it's a thing. We all have to make speeches throughout our life, whether it be at school or then you get the call up at one of the big celebrations, an 18th, 21st, onto the weddings. And sometimes they're not the greatest.
And sometimes because you think you're being funny, but no one else understands like that joke.
Your humor?
I feel like a lot of people, you find like a lot of in-jokes at weddings, don't you?
One person knows it and no one else. They're like, oh, this is awkward.
And they've asked the wrong people for advice too.
Yeah.
They've gone, is this funny? Is this all right? Will I get away with this? Yeah, and that's the issue.
See, that nearly happened to me on the weekend as I was emceeing a wedding and a lot of people that I saw on the Friday night, I was trying to find out stories, but then a lot of people started offering advice and my old housemate, he chucked in some terrible advice. He was basically saying, create a fake story, build it up, and then say, actually, that's not why I'm here. He goes, trust me, it goes down a treat. I'm like, mate, wig, that's terrible. And he goes,
wait, what? What is he on about?
Who knows, but I don't want him to emcee my wedding.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And then they all mentioned, but don't stress too much, Herbs, because you can't go as bad as Will did at Jamie's wedding around a month ago. Mm. Now, I asked what happened. Basically, it's ended their friendship.
Oh, wow.
Because he got up thinking he was going to have a funny speech.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I know the guy. He's quite a funny guy.
Yeah.
But he does have that very stereotypical boy humour, I guess.
Okay.
Like lads in the locker room. And so he got up as the best man and started to speak about Jamie. And Jamie's a great guy. But in his past, he may have been a little bit of a bad boy.
Oh, right. Okay.
Maybe, he had had a bit of fun, let's say, with a few people.
And you just don't need that.
No, you don't need to say that at a wedding, especially when the bride's there, the whole family's there, a lot of people are listening.
In-laws are there.
Exactly. Yeah. So then rolling into my speech, I felt fine. I was like, just don't mention anything like that. Keep it more PG.
Just keep it. Well, as the MC too, you don't really want to be given a speech,
short, sharp.
Just keep it moving.
A couple of punchy jokes is all you're looking for. But it did get me thinking.
Yeah.
What did happen in the speech?
Yeah, was it super awkward and they, you know, obviously ended a friendship?
I've witnessed one of the worst 21st speeches of my life.
Really?
Yeah. It's just when the friend just rips into the other guy, like you
said.
It's
just too hard. Mm. Yeah, yeah, and I think it's good. 52232955, what happened in the speeches? 52232955, what happened in the speeches, Herbs? You went to a wedding on the weekend.
I did. A lot of people offered advice as I was the MC, and some of the advice I did take, a lot of it I didn't. And then I was reassured that, don't stress, you're not going to be as bad as a guy named Will, because a month ago he
ruined a relationship.
he's literally not friends with the groom anymore.
I remember I was doing a 30th speech for someone, and I, like, to be fair, I was really good friends with him in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't really that close with him after.
It's been a few years.
I was like, why is this guy asking? I was like, okay, I can do it for you if you want. And I was like, okay. Anyway, and I think one of the things, you have to know your crowd.
Oh, this is okay.
So he like did a lot of hospitality work, and then all his friends were like in hospo, but they're like hipster hospo. So like we're talking the heart of Brunswick here.
Oh,
and like, and so everyone's come, like they're dressed in clothes that I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah.
It's a real,
got some Doc Martens happening. Yeah.
It was just like, real hipsters.
Yeah.
And I ran my speech past a lot of people. I was like, just did the check because you got to do it. Everyone's like that, like laughing. I got zero laughs. It was like one of the most awkward things. Right?
Can you remember any of your laughs?
No, there was no laughs. I would love to remember one of them. I just think every time I just can hear the silence and I'm just thinking, oh, man, it was so bad.
So you friends with that guy?
Nah.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Yeah, nah.
Yeah.
Missed not doing this on Friday when you were away.
Well, I'm back. Don't worry. She's here.
Don't worry. Absolutely not. So this is where we go through your thoughts on the daily topic, see where you sit, see what you're interested in. All right, we're going to kick it off with this one. Hold on. I just got the wrong page.
But again, for no one.
That's right.
Yes.
Hold on. I've just deleted them. That's all right. We'll be fine.
nothing like live radio.
Nothing like it at all. We're going to go with, let's just say this, short shorts.
I'm a fan of the short because I run hot. And I think sometimes when a person's bold enough to wear short shorts, good on you.
Good on them, you reckon?
Yeah. Why not?
They're making a comeback, they reckon.
Do they?
Yeah.
The old short shorts.
But what is to classify as a short short? Like, would you say anything that's basically...
For me, it's the ones, so especially
longer than
those,
a brief?
Those like, cross-country ones that come right up where you can see the jocks underneath. Mm. Or when they've got the footy shorts that are so tight that you think, oh, you wouldn't want to be kicking a ball too hard because that is going to split.
That's a good description, I reckon. Prime day.
What's prime day?
That's what I thought.
Prime day.
So four different people from different conversations have mentioned to me prime day. And I'm like, what is it? It's Amazon.
Wait, people what you know?
Yeah.
Not like articles.
No.
Prime day.
Amazon Prime is having, they've got their own, it's apparently been running for ages.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, it's been running the last 4 years in Australia. And they're like, oh, don't worry, I'll just get it on Prime Day. I was like, what's Prime Day?
I've only just got my head around the Black Friday sales.
Yeah, so this is just an Amazon day.
No.
Where they just start doing sales. But
I'm kind of annoyed that I didn't know about it.
Yeah, but it's not really great stuff.
Oh, okay.
I went through. I was like, oh, let's see if we can find
something. So you're not a big fan of Prime Day either?
No. I just thought, how can you start just making days left, right, and center, Prime Day? Like, it's...
Not for you, not
no,
for me.
No. Becoming a trillionaire.
Gosh, it would be nice. But also, actually, let me backpedal. Who needs $1 trillion? That's too much money.
I don't think anyone needs it.
No one does. Nah, do you know what? Yeah, nah. No.
Nah, I would say absolutely.
You would. Nah, you speak about the lotto more than any guy. When's the next one, jackpot or something? What day is it?
Well, Thursday's at 40 million.
Oh, is it?
But a guy woke up, so he was buying cryptocurrency, and it was like Rocket Bunny or something like that was the one he bought, which just sounds like a crap cryptocurrency.
It sounds like someone's made up and you've been scammed.
Exactly. He bought $20 worth of it, woke up to his account, which is now $1 trillion. And he's like, what's going on? So the people are like, that's not right. So they've had to freeze his account. And he said, well, I'll do a deal with you and we'll go 5 cents on the dollar, which would still make out like $71 billion or something,
Gosh.
Like that.
Who would have thought the bunny?
But he said if he does, he's going to build a giant yacht in the shape of a penguin. obviously a wise spender, I would have thought.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Derby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.